And now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. When we first met Patricia Porsche, she was working her way out of homelessness for the second time. Back in February, she was just several weeks into her residency at Freedom House, a transitional home for women run by the True Light Family Resource Center. Trisha had 1 year in the house while she looked for work, and that year runs out next month. And Trish, welcome back to Up to Date. So good to have you again.
Thank you.
So tell us, have you beaten your deadline? Have you found a job?
Actually, I have, Steve.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And tell us, what's the job?
Well, I will be a volunteer coordinator for True Light Family Resource Center through a VISTA grant that begins in February.
Well, that's got to feel pretty good. How does it feel?
I feel great.
Do you?
I really do.
Was it kind of a tense deal getting this job landed, or how did it go for you?
Yes, it's been it's really been hard, but I never gave up. I stayed focused. I just never gave up. I just knew that a door would open for me eventually.
So you just kept pounding away.
I kept pounding away.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. How worried were you, you know, as it got closer to December and you still hadn't found a job after months and months of looking? You're facing a deadline here. How did that feel for you?
I felt really uneasy because you get to wondering, well, what am I going to do? You know, it's been so long now. When is things going to turn around for me? So even though I was upbeat and stayed focused, you still have that feeling that, you know, well, maybe things won't turn out the way that you want them to. But I didn't let that stop me, though.
So what would have happened if you hadn't landed this job? What would have been the consequence there?
Well, the consequences would be no income. However, though, I do have housing. I do have housing there at the transitional house there at True Light Family Resource Center.
You could have stayed on longer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That must have been a relief to know.
That is a relief because you, when you're in transitional housing, of course, you're to transition into employment and into permanent housing. And so I had one, with that not happening in the course of the 12 months, like I thought it would. Mm-hmm. Of course, it did just happen here recently. You know, I got to think, well, what am I going to do? You know, if this door doesn't open for me, I honestly didn't know what my next step would have been. But I did stay positive and upbeat about it.
You stayed positive. You stayed upbeat. You said you kept sort of pounding away. Did you ever have those moments, you know, late at night when you're thinking, you know, how am I going to get through this? And how did you weather those kinds of moments?
Absolutely. I mean, you do, you know, you can't help but have moments like that. But for me, it was prayer. You know, mm-hmm. I prayed about it and just put it in God's hands.
And you've already mentioned you're staying on at Freedom House. Explain that again. Why is that? How can you stay on there for a transitional program that's supposed to have a finite limit attached to it?
Well, I'm going to be the house mentor for the residents there at the Freedom House Transitional Living Facility.
Sort of a second job then.
Sort of a second job.
Now you're overemployed.
Yes.
Too many jobs.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did that come about?
Well, it came about. I think it came about because I was recognized for my hard work, I believe, and my diligence, and wanting to help people, wanting to help the homeless women transition into their permanent housing, and actually putting them before I put myself.
How do you help them? What do you say? How do you help?
I first tell them that their situation is temporary. That it's not gonna last forever. It is temporary.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. But you have to be patient and you have to be diligent and you just have to, as you say, you just have to keep pounding away at it. So I try and keep them positive. If they need someone to talk to, they can talk to me because I've walked in those same shoes that they're walking in.
I imagine for a lot of those women, there must be a certain very real sense of panic for them as they're facing a very uncertain future here.
There is. They come in sometimes, Steve, and they just don't know, you know, they don't know where to turn, you know. And
there you are, and
yes,
you've been there before.
I have been there, yes. I have been there. I can identify with how they're feeling.
Lots of late night conversations, I imagine.
Late night conversations, talks. You know, we just to get them. You know, I try and just keep them encouraged.
Yeah. You know, even though your coordinator's position doesn't start until February, you've been pretty busy over at True Light's Emancipation Station, where homeless women come during the day for assistance and a meal. What else are you doing in terms of those duties over there? What do you do?
Well, I've been the cook since we haven't had a cook for a couple of months. So,
are you a good cook?
I am a good cook.
What's your specialty?
I believe it's cornbread.
And what makes your cornbread so special?
Because the ladies love my cornbread.
You have some honey out there. Put the honey on it.
I put some love in it.
Yeah, and that makes it really good, right?
Yes.
Well, good for you. I know you've been. We've touched on this before, but there aren't that many places in this city where homeless women can go. Are there? I mean, how many places are there?
For a day shelter for women, I only know of two. As far as emergency overnight shelters, I only know of, I think, three.
And the need, I imagine, is what, double or three times that?
Steve, the need is double. It is so frustrating that when we have a lady come to our women's center, don't know where they're going to spend the night, we call different facilities. And everybody is full. Their overflow is full. So that's a frustration. And there's just really a need for more women's shelters.
Yeah. You know, you are welcome here anytime. And I hope
you
come back sometime soon. But you're not coming back here unless you bring some cornbread.
I'll bring you some.
I want to know if this cornbread's as good as you say it is. And put,
okay.
Put a little of that love stuff in there too.
I will.
For me, okay? That's Patricia Porsche, who's been homeless, is now finding her way out of it. So good to have you here, Patricia.